As an individual, I strongly encourage you to set up a health savings account. Put as much money in there as you can. And again, this is why we create profitable businesses, because it feeds your household, right? Welcome to The Clinical Entrepreneur, a business podcast that's dedicated to healthcare practitioners just like you who are hustling every day to build a business and a life you're proud of. Join me, Rhonda Nelson, as I share my own experiences and extract actionable advice from industry experts about what it takes to build and scale a profitable wellness practice. Well, hey, friends, welcome back to the podcast. I'm taking a little detour this week. I've been talking about all kinds of business stuff lately, and this one's a little bit more personal and business. We're going to talk about health savings accounts. So if you do not have a health savings account, so I'm going to talk first about what they are, and then we'll talk about how you can talk about them in your practice. So a health savings account is a savings account that can be used by yourself or your family for medical related expenses. Now, all of us, we're going to be seeing a chiropractor to take care of ourselves, or going to acupuncture, or we're going to be doing yoga, or we're buying, I don't know, Tylenol or whatever. Like, you know, your ACE bandage, or you're buying Band-Aids or that kind of thing. Health-related expenses. Or you have a prescription. You got somebody in the family has to do an antibiotic or something. So you've got expenses that are medical-related expenses. A health savings account is a savings account that allows you to pay for all of those expenditures tax-free. Now, you know, and I know, that when we pay for something tax-free, that doesn't mean we get it back dollar for dollar, but it reduces our overall taxable income at the end of the year. So here's how it works. When you set up a health savings account, I'm just talking about you and me, right? I set up a health savings account and I have an automatic payment that comes out of my checking account and goes into my health savings account, because then I don't see it. It's gone. It goes into my health savings account every single month so that I can max it out at the end of the year. Now, I am 61, okay? So at 61, I'm in the final, you know, what do you say, quarter of my life, or whatever, semester of my life. And I need to max that bad boy out, because I can use this health savings account for, let's say, a deductible. Or I could use it if I ended up, you know, breaking my leg and needed surgery. I can use the money that's in there. Not only did I get to put it in tax-free, but I get to take it out tax-free. So it's tax-free for all of my healthcare. Why would we not want to do that? So when I set up the health savings account, you want to max it out. So every year there are limits. If you're single, the limit is in 2024, it's $4,150. If you're married, it's $8,300. And if you're over 55 like I am, I can add an extra $1,000. So that means that for myself and my husband, we are the family, we can add $9,300 a year to this health savings account. So I just have money transfer out of my account every month. So now this year, let's say I get $9,300 in, and maybe I only spend, I don't know, $2,000 on health-related expenses. I now have a savings account that now has $7,300 in it. And then comes the next year and I'm going to max it out again. And maybe I didn't use any, which we wouldn't do that, because we're going to still be doing all the things to take care of our health. But I can continue to add to it and add to it and add to it and add to it. So not only is it tax-free money, it has a limit. Like, you can only put so much in there. Not only is it tax-free money, but you can also add to it. So as you get older, you're going to just have this nice little nest of money that can be used for health-related expenses. Isn't that amazing? So now I've got an article, and I'm going to link this for you in the show notes, but I want to read for you some of the things that you can use these health savings accounts for. And the IRS is kind of, you know, picky about it. You just set it up with your bank, or there are online companies that you can set them up with. But you can use them for things like acupuncture, artificial teeth, if you had to get dentures or dental work, Band-Aids, birth control pills, breast reconstructive surgery. So like after cancer, you can use it for contacts, dental care, eye exam, eyeglasses, eye surgery, fertility. So if you have patients that are going to go through fertility work, hearing aids, home care, hospital services, even improvements to your house. Like if you had an elderly person, you can use it to make the wheelchair accessible to the house. You can use it for that. Lead-based paint removal, legal fees for some things, long-term care. So like my parents, I have been after them about getting an HSA so that as they begin to need additional care, we can use the funds in the HSA to help pay for their long-term care. Brilliant, genius. Why everyone doesn't take advantage of this, I don't know. Nursing home, rations, optometrist, osteopaths, any kind of a physical exam, even a pregnancy test kit, you know, to test to see if you're pregnant. Psychologists, special education, stop smoking programs, therapy, transplants, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, wheelchair x-rays, wigs, that kind of thing. So all those are all the things you can use it for. So why would you not use it for all of those things, right? We're spending money on a lot of those things anyway, every single year. Now, here are the things that you cannot use it for. You cannot use your health savings account for your gym membership. You cannot use it for dancing lessons. You cannot use it for funeral expenses. You can't use it for like a diaper service if you are a stay-at-home mom. You can't use it for nutritional supplements. That is a no-no. You cannot do that. You can't use it for personal use items, but you can for the professional types of things. And they also, the IRS notes, you cannot use it for illegal medical care. I'll let you go with that one where you want to go. You can't use it for vet fees and that kind of thing. So now we know what we can use it and can't use it for. I will link this article. It's actually from USA Today, and it's a great article. And again, obviously these podcasts are dated because I'm recording this in the early part of 2024. So the numbers that I'm giving you are good for 2024. However, they will probably change in 2025 because that's what they do. They change. So as an individual, I strongly encourage you to set up a health savings account, put as much money in there as you can. And again, this is why we create profitable businesses, because it feeds your household, right? It feeds your household, and then your household can support these kinds of activities, whether you want to think of it like an investing activity or just something that you're doing that's going to help you be able to take advantage of some tax strategies. Regardless, it's beneficial either way. Now, in your practice, let's talk about this. I always pick on chiropractors. Sorry, if you're a chiropractor, love you. I always pick on you guys. So if you have a chiropractic practice, you should be talking about these health savings accounts with your patients. In order to have a health savings account, you do have to have a high deductible or no insurance. And also HSAs, I believe there are some rules about if you're on Medicare. I don't know that the rules apply for Medicare. I'm not sure about that. I didn't dig into that. So I'm sorry. I should have before I started yapping today. Anyway, when you're talking about this with your patients, you want to make sure that they understand that this is an option for them. It's just one way that if they put money into the health savings accounts and then they pay for your chiropractic visit, it's tax-free for them. If they put money in and they're going to buy some kind of a rehab something or other, that's tax-free for them. Now, unfortunately, they don't allow it for nutritional supplements. So we aren't going to give anyone illegal advice or try and, you know, finesse around that and make it look like something else that it's not. Like, we got to do this right. We're going to do it legally and ethically. So they won't allow you to pay for nutritional supplements. However, you can pay for other things like massage. You can pay for, you know, a traction device. You can pay for other types of therapies. So if the only thing they had to pay for out of their, quote, pocket or, you know, they're still paying for it, but it's not tax-free. If the only thing would be the supplements, everything else they can get tax-free. And that's going to add up over the course of the year. So as a business owner, what I would tell you to do is look at the average number of times that a patient, again, I'm picking on you chiropractors, just look at the average number of times that a patient comes in to see you over the course of a year. It's going to be at least probably 12 times, maybe 20 times. And how much is your visit? And if they're paying cash, which many of you, many of people listening to the podcast are cash-based practices. So if that person is paying cash and you take your rate for your adjustment times 20 visits in a year, let's just say, and maybe that's just them. Maybe you're adjusting their kids or you're adjusting the spouse. I mean, if you add all that up, maybe it comes to,
I don't know, maybe it comes to $8,000. That's a lot of money. So why would we not have the patient? Listen, you know you're going to pay for this anyway. At the beginning of the month, put the money in the health savings account and then pay for it when they come in to see you from the health savings account instead of from their checking account. Now, you can get reimbursed. So if you have personal expenses, like I'll be out somewhere and I think, this would be a perfect thing for a health savings expense, and I don't have my little debit card that goes with my health savings account, then I just keep the receipt and then I just log in online and I request a reimbursement. I have to upload the receipt. It's a hassle factor though. Sometimes I don't do it all. But if they can pay for it with that card, then you're helping them save money. You're adding value, right? You're helping them be able to stay healthy and they're getting to take advantage of the existing tax law. And they may be even building a little nest egg. I know we've got quite a little balance in our health savings account since I started doing it this way. What I used to do is say, oh yeah, I'll add to that later this year. I'll put money in it later this year. And then I get to the end of the year and I'm like, it's December. And I'm thinking, oh crap, I have to like load $5,500 in that thing. And I don't have $5,500 that I want to put in there. So then I'm like, I missed the tax advantage again this year. So that's why I just set it up with my bank. It's just automatic, 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 automatic. I don't even see it. And I'm so happy when I see the balance of my HSA going up. Because I know that if I get into a medical situation where I need some additional cash, that it isn't going to affect my normal, regular budget in my household. I'm going to have money set aside that's just for those health expenses. So I don't know, maybe someday they'll change it so that they will pay for supplements. So for now, we can't do that. But all the other professional services, you can absolutely pay for with a health savings account. So I hope this was helpful for you. Kind of a short and sweet podcast today. But if you can do a little analysis in your business and see what's the average number of visits that someone would come to see you. Maybe it's for a wellness visit. That's covered. It's a service. So maybe they come in, I don't know, once a month, once every 2 months, and they're seeing you for chiropractic or they're seeing you for acupuncture and a wellness visit. What's that average look like? How much is it on average in your business for the year? You want to start talking to patients about that. And then maybe find some local places that you can network or partner with that offer health savings accounts. And just, you know, maybe you could do some kind of a referral type thing, like reach out and make a contact with a local insurance broker in your area that offers a health savings account or has advice or recommendation. Maybe they would come to a class for you, or maybe they would offer a free something for your patients. Like, this is how you leverage in your local community. Even if you're a virtual practice, doesn't matter. You find somebody locally that you can leverage with, because that always comes back. In general, people are good. They're not always takers. They want to give back. Like, that law of reciprocity is a strong law. And at some point, only the most hardened people are the takers, and they don't give a rat's rear end about ever giving back. Those are so few. Most people are inherently good, and they're going to want to give back to you. So when you start referring to a local person who does HSA work, let's say, then they're going to be looking for ways that they can repay the favor. So it always goes two ways. So that's it for this week. Listen, you know what I've been talking about lately, like a champ. If you're not on the wait list for Clinical Business Academy, please take a look, give it a chance, because Clinical Business Academy will transform the way that you do business. It's going to make you a better practitioner and an amazing business owner. So that finally you can get paid for the worth and the work that you're doing. You can get paid for it, and you can create the systems, the processes, the organization, all the things in your business that are going to allow it to run smoothly so that it doesn't feel like a ball and chain anymore. It takes a little bit of work to get it there, but once it's there and your business starts to run very smoothly on its own, you're going to be so much happier and have time to pursue the things that you love to do, and not feel like your business is dragging you through the mud. I got you, friend. All right, go to rondanelson.com/CBA and get on the wait list. And then when enrollment opens, we'll let you know. We're only taking a few people at a time, because part of what you get to do is you and I are going to get on a call and we are going to make a strategic plan for your business. You're going to get to connect directly with me, and we are going to make a strategic plan for your business. And it's going to be unique to you, so that you'll have an exact game plan of what you need to do and how you need to get there. I'm going to help you every step of the way. All right, friend, take care. I'll be back next week with more on the Clinical Entrepreneur Podcast. Talk to you then.